Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
What I saw, I could not unsee.
The news.
You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job.
With your host...
Didn't Christopher Columbus come to Plymouth?
Courtney Cox.
Forced Stoughton High School to go...
Stoughton.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
I was flabbergasted.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
In the Twitch chat, Real Estate with Matty J has nailed it. Wiggy believes that on Thanksgiving, turkey is just a passenger.
You like ham. I do like ham.
We'll get to the news in a second.
Mm-hmm.
You like ham,
mm-hmm.
which is like cardboard.
Ugh.
And you call turkey overrated?
Yeah, I like ham, and then I always do like there's always chicken palm there.
Wiggy, I'm 1,000% with you. Totally correct. Ham is 20 times better than
turkey. No, it's not, Curtis.
And I feel like ham is a Christmas dish.
You guys ain't cooking the ham right.
Ham is an Easter dish.
Yeah.
That is it. Mm. It's useless.
I don't like ham.
You have a meat, if you have a so-called meat, mm-hmm. that is often put into a salad, it's not a meat. Okay? You ever see people who enjoy at lunch, they have a ham salad
sandwich? Like that, I don't know how we can argue it.
No, thank you. No.
Nice juicy ham with the pineapple, with the pineapple sauce over it.
Who gets
a ham salad sandwich?
Ham tastes like
Greg's making stuff up again.
You've never heard of ham salad?
No.
People eat it. It's gross. It's grosser than egg salad.
I've never heard of ham salad.
You've never heard of that?
No, but I've heard of ham on Thanksgiving.
It's like eating a giant hunk of salt.
Oh.
It's like a salt lick.
Everybody
like,
listen, Greg's into sodium now.
I'm just telling you. This texter is correct. Eating ham on Thanksgiving is like choosing the chicken option at a wedding. Okay, nobody chooses chicken. Are you doing chicken and beef? You and Santo? Nobody chooses.
We have not done our tasting yet, but I think we're going to do some type of seafood.
Okay,
option.
You guys aren't going to spring for tenderloin? Like we're all we're all flying down there to this destination.
Oh, sorry. I'll take the lobster off of the menu.
Oh.
But I think we were going to do a steak and then some type of seafood instead of chicken. You didn't let me finish. You're just jumping down my throat.
So no chicken.
If you want people to come to your destination wedding, make sure there's tenderloin there. All right.
That's good hamburger, but it's not steak.
Are you like the president with the nuclear codes? Do you travel with a tenderloin?
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
At her first bill signing, Mayor Michelle Wu signed an ordinance requiring the city of Boston to divest from fossil fuel, tobacco, and private prison industries by the end of 2025.
This is the first thing she did?
This is the first thing that she did.
What about the poor people who are camping out and don't have homes? This is the first thing, is divesting from oil companies?
That is correct. It is with the goal of growing a low-carbon, resource-efficient, and socially inclusive economy.
And what about the private prisons? Aren't the private prisons things like a lot of people do that?
That's a weird one.
Because taxpayers don't have to do
it,
right?
Well, that's But what? So you can't invest in what is? Is there some sort of a suggestion that we don't need prisons anymore? Is that where?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Is that where we're heading on this one? If we were looking ahead,
mm-hmm.
Why would the city need to divest from private prison? Anybody who's doing business in private prisons?
Because she wants us to pay for it. Well,
no. My guess would be maybe there's some sort of a view of the future in the metaverse where we don't need prisons.
Okay. A lot of fun talk about prison today.
Okay,
I'd like to live Mike out of a job. Jeez.
Interesting, interesting. Okay.
Well, in Wellesley, police are telling people to lock their doors. They're putting out an alert to residents after a string of home break-ins over the weekend. Here is Police Officer Michael Mankiewicz.
The people were home sleeping in their beds with their children and pets. I can't imagine how they felt when you feel so secure inside your own home, to feel that someone went in. Going into the holiday season with all the valuables that are usually left around the house, just lock your doors.
How when you lock your doors? Who the hell don't
Some
lock
people
their
don't.
Doors?
Like if they live in certain places, they don't lock them.
Luckily, all of those victims reportedly didn't know till they woke up. That's one of my biggest fears, is waking up in the middle of the night and somebody being in your house.
You got an alarm?
Oh, yes.
In Wellesley, the issue is that the help has to get up and answer the door all night. It's a real problem over there. All right.
Toll booths became history back in 2016 in Massachusetts. The traffic, that helped traffic on the highway, I would say.
Really? Where did it help the traffic?
Well, I think that there's less backup.
Have you been on the expressway lately?
No, I have, but...
You're on the expressway at 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, talk about false advertising on the expressway.
If there was a toll booth there, it would be even worse.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Traffic not as bad today.
The billing system, however, has taken the toll's place. Tens of millions of dollars unpaid tolls, $122 million owed to Massachusetts and counting. Because you just drive under that.
Wait. Back this up. You're telling me that they put those, whatever they call them, what do they call those things? Ganders or what's the name of the
thing? Easy Pass.
No, the thing that's above the highway that's supposed to track you when you go under it.
I don't know.
They put those things in.
Light?
They put those things in place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's $122 million worth of tolls that have not been collected?
Correct. Well, because I think if you don't, does everybody have to have an Easy Pass now?
No.
Because pay
by plate.
Right. But then you get the bill in the mail, yes. And then you don't pay it.
Yeah, but what ends up happening is if you don't pay it, sooner or later you can't renew your license or register your vehicle until these are unpaid.
So basically everybody's driving except those who have an Easy Pass and did it the right way. Everybody else is just driving around for free and not paying the toll.
Well, they're gonna have to pay when they go to try to get their renew their registration.
$122 million though, that's
you're not able to renew your registration.
But why do we still have tolled roads? The roads are fine. Like those were created to pay for the roads. The roads have been paid for.
Have you driven through Chelsea? Roads ain't fine.
Well, maybe we take that money and we could build some more electric vehicle charging stations. We only got $63 million to build those.
I can't wait to see the bike lane on the Pike.
Yeah, you better pay your pay by plate.
All right.
Wow, shocking news. Mental health experts increasingly believe that COVID could be the cause of depression and anxiety.
Really?
Yep. Oh. Yep. Even in people who have never experienced it at a clinical level before. Shocking.
Oh, jeez.
Inflammation could be the...
So what you're basically saying that there's poor people who have been made so anxious by the fact that they might get COVID that it's causing massive anxiety and depression?
Yes. That's what researchers with Mass General are saying. Here's Dr. Stephanie Collier.
We think that COVID directly infects the brain, and there also could be a second indirect effect, and that's inflammation in the immune response.
So, you know, this makes total sense.
All right.
We've been saying it for a very long time. A prosecutor in the northern Italian province of Bolzano has opened an investigation after one man died and several others landed in intensive care after they reportedly attended a COVID party to get sick. Now, let me be clear, because you hear COVID party and you think, oh, it's people getting out of the pandemic, you know, celebrating the end of this terrible thing. No, 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 no. This trend has taken a hold of northern Italy. It's where people go to try to get sick. Unvaccinated people try to go and get sick to acquire a green pass to work, go inside bars and restaurants, and ride public transportation.
Ah, okay.
So if you get COVID and you recover, you get this green pass, and you can go do things that vaccinated people do. So now they're having these parties where one infected person goes and infects everybody else.
Why can't you just get vaccinated?
Well, that is a good question, but people don't want to.
Okay, so rather than get vaccinated, they rather just get the COVID?
Right, and then they get this green pass that they can use.
I have one thing to say to this.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? We're locking people out of work if they haven't had COVID, so now they're going to parties so they get COVID and they're dying.
Rather than get vaccinated, they'd rather the COVID.
What are we doing?
Can I ask a quick question back to the tolls just very briefly?
Yes.
We got, I think, $10 billion, $20 billion from the federal government for infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just put that towards the tolls? Then people can drive for free.
That's a great question. Great question. All right.
In Lexington, Massachusetts, gas-powered leaf blowers will be phased out and ultimately banned by early 2024 unless a group of commercial landscapers succeed in challenging the ban.
Okay.
So there are people that are trying to challenge this ban.
Uh-huh.
Chris Stratford, a Lexington native who owns a landscaping company, is trying to do just that.
We're going to have to completely change the way we do our cleanups. We're going to have to reinvest in all new equipment, which is, in some cases, 5 to 10 times more expensive than our gas equipment.
Yeah, what are we going with? Wind-powered leaf blowers?
It's
solar-powered.
But can you believe that they're going to do that because of people complaining about the noise that the machines make? What is going on?
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
I'm sorry, Ken. We need full replay on Edith.
Want full Edith?
Yeah, I want full Edith. Do you have full Edith?
Oh, of course I do.
Many may have missed. Speaking of people who were led to deep levels of anxiety during the pandemic, many may have missed the voicemail message left by Edith or the landscaping firm of a listener. Poor Edith was very upset because she saw people using leaf blowers during the pandemic. And I want full Edith right now.
Hi, this is Edith, and I live, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers right now because, you know, we go out and we stay 6 feet away from each other and we wear masks, and then a leaf blower can disperse the coronavirus for way more than 6 feet, and it's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time. So I didn't know whether you guys had thought about this. It may not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even. So maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over. Thank you very much.
She was respectful about it, though.
This is definitely a yelper.
Well, did you hear that Edith, the big news? She replaced Mary Lou Sutters. She's now our director of energy or whatever the hell.
Director of public health.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to use wireless or cord wires leaf blowers?
I don't know how they're going to power their leaf blowers. I don't know how the leaves in Lexington are going to get blown. But I guess we'll follow up on that at some point.
Imagine you live in a place where they're complaining about leaf blowers.
Very noisy. All right. What else?
An irrational fear in the news. A man has bizarrely claimed he was stalked by a terrifying dogman monster in the Australian outback. Dogman.
Wait a minute. This is a whole new... Never mind Bigfoot. There's a dogman.
Dogman.
Running amok in the wilderness in Australia, in the outback?
That is correct.
Okay.
And he has photo proof. So obviously I went and I looked at this photo proof. And I don't know if you guys could look it up and tell me that you see something. I see nothing in the photos.
I see absolutely nothing. Fraudulent? You think the guy's fraudulent?
Yes. Well, here is John the fisherman.
Every time I stopped, this thing was stopping. So whatever it was following me. It wasn't just a coincidence or anything. And it was more of a storm.
I'm looking at the photo. You can't even tell what it is.
Right. It's just like a dark blob.
Yeah.
Through trees.
Crikey, I think he might have been smoking a little something.
All right.
Okay. The 80s singing sensation Tiffany, who is now 50 years old.
Okay.
She was caught on camera verbally abusing concert goers at her show in Lake Park, Florida.
Well, but I feel like the poor thing is trying to sing her one hit.
Yep, I think we're alone now.
Which is a cover.
It's a classic.
First track on Greg's list.
It's a cover of a song by the great Tommy James and the Shondells.
Okay.
I'm calling for a Drag in the Line rejoining at some point this morning.
All right.
However, she gets upset because she's trying to sing the song, but she can't really sing the song, and fans are like laughing. But, so she does.
We have the audio.
It's kind of sad, but.
You gotta sing.
She sounds like she smoked a pack before she got up there.
Has. Poor thing. Oh, that's Florida. We're thinking of Tiffany.
Hey, yeah. she's still trying to power through. At least she's performing.
It sounded like it was a good crowd. They weren't really booing. They were cheering her on.
It was probably some kind of a free ticket festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian shared an over-the-top 2021 holiday gift guide. It's that time of year where every influencer out there is shoving gift guides down your throat for what to buy him, what to buy her, what to buy your mom, what to buy your dad. So on this list, there's 51 items in total. A $15,000 stainless steel tempered glass foosball table. Mm. That's on the list. That's the most expensive.
Wow. The average American will probably buy that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. What else?
She added a $5,000 plant subscription.
Oh.
Danielle would love that, actually.
I think Danielle was talking about that. Didn't Danielle buy a plant subscription? So, in other words, you spend $5,000.
Yep.
And then you get a plant sent to you every month or whatever it is?
Yeah, probably once a month.
Seems a little bit expensive.
And you're probably getting, these messages because you're on the subscription of the new plants that are coming
right.
out.
Oh, that's a praying mantis.
Like an upcharge if there's a new really spazzy one. But she did do 15 items that were under $50, including a $19 board game, $45 journal.
Okay, good. She's appealing to everybody.
Yeah, something for everyone.
All right.
And unfortunate news for Greg, it may be time to stop ordering the warm seafood tower at Davios.
Never. I will never stop.
A study from the London School of Economics and Political Science found evidence that animals like shrimp, squid, crabs, octopus, lobster, to name a few, have a central nervous system and they can feel pain.
Oh, boy.
So it may be time. If you care about these animals, it may be time for you to stop ordering. Because they feel pain.
The lobster feels the pain when it's going in the pot. Right.
Well, the British government is taking it very seriously. They'll now be adding them to the animal welfare bill.
Meaning you won't be able to enjoy cooked lobster. I mean, can you eat the lobster alive? Or
The legislation will not affect fishing practices or restaurants that sell shellfish, but will protect them in future decision making.
Mm. What about steak and chicken?
Mm. Well, yes.
Can you eat that?
I mean, yeah, but they feel pain.
Cows don't feel pain.
They don't?
They don't?
No, I mean.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Well, no, I would
think that most animals feel pain.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
Baker Mayfield feels pain.
Yeah. They taste so good, though.
Yeah.
That steak.
Know. All right.
Yep. Who did anybody think that they didn't feel pain? What are we talking about?
I know,
about?
Exactly. What were they thinking?
Why wouldn't it hurt?
Right.
It's boiling water.
Well, Curtis, I mean, have you ever dropped a lobster into the hot boiling water?
No, I'm vegan.
That's the inhumane way to do it.
Yes, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
The inhumane
it
way.
Is.
What's
so
the
what's the way?
You're supposed to, like, bash
splash
its head.
Splash a little warm water on
no,
its
No, you're supposed to, like, bash its head.
Bash its head?
Yeah, like a quick.
What is wrong with you?
You are. You're supposed
the humane way to do it is to bash its head?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Yes. Giving the lobster Wellbutrin?
No, like... you're supposed to give it a quick
death. Courtney gives the lobster a bath in warm water first. And rubs its little tentacles.
Play some Christmas music. Get the ham ready.
Right. No, I think because you
bash
hear
the head, she says.
Yeah, you're supposed to give it a quick death.
How do you know it's quick? What if you don't hit it in the right place and it takes 4 or 5
bashes? Well, you got to make sure that it's a good shot.
Can you picture Edith, like, telling a lullaby to a lobster before she places it in the boiling water?
Oh, that sound when they go in is really sad.
Why not just shoot the lobster? Then you know it's a quick death. Just shoot it right in the back of the head.
Yeah, that would be a way to do it.
I have never heard of anybody suggest that bashing the head of a lobster is a better way to go than being dropped in hot water.
That's what they say.
Really?
Yeah.
We get lobster.
Yep.
What's the difference? It still hurts.
I guess.
Well, you know.
One hurts for like maybe a 30 seconds and the other one's like 4 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a slow death in burning and boiling water.
Is that
Throw
it?
Some butter on there.
That is it in the news.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.